Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have you zip code, please? Hello, thanks for calling customer support. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
46816.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Hosier, Robert.
Okay, Mr. Hosier, have you placed an order for a product?
I had, but it was not for, or as stated.
Okay. What did you order?
The earbuds.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address? Make sure I have the right account.
6010 South Crest Road, Fort Wayne, 46816.
Okay. I see on the account that you placed an order, like 12:08 a.m., and these products have already shipped what you ordered. And I see that I do see the focus pods on the order.
Yeah.
So you have an order. You have an order on the 19th, since you were ordering around midnight, I guess. So you have two orders.
Somewhere around that time, yeah.
Mhm. So you have the two orders for the focus pods. Earbuds.
It was supposed to be in a survey gift by doing a survey. It wasn't supposed to be a charge like that that was on my card. That's misleading.
Well, you paid the $5.97 shipping and handling for both of them.
Yeah, but more than that was taken off my card.
So it was $5.97 for each. You have two orders.
Correct. But more than that, way more than that was taken off my card.
Okay.
And I don't know why that much more was taken off my card. Because it was $5.97 and $5.97.
Mhm. I only see the two orders, and they were $5.97. One is $5.97, and the other one is $5.97. I only have two charges here, on this account.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel that. I'm going to send them back at this address that I've got. Just cancel it and refund. Give me a full refund on that. Because that's the only thing that's been on my card, and there's been more than that taken off my card.
Okay. I'm not sure who charged you the other charges. The only charge I see here for this particular company is what you ordered between the 19th and 20th, because it was so late in the evening. You started on the 19th,
well,
and then on the 20th, one item was on that day as well, on today's date.
But that's the only thing. I just got that card. It's a credit billing card.
Mhm.
And that's the only thing that I've used it for. And I had way more than those two charges on my card.
Okay. So, I'm not sure. Do they have the same dates? Because then these charges were just incurred yesterday and today, the 19th and 20th.
That's the only time I've used my card. That's the only time I've used my card.
Okay. So I was just curious to see if you had incurred any additional charges today, because you only used the card, you said, yesterday
for the first time? I just got it. Yep.
Okay. Well, I only see $5.97 on this account. I just want to make sure you knew to follow up with those other companies who may be charging you, because there are only two charges from this company.
Yeah, there's no other company. You're the only company that I use. At the very first purchase I purchased on that card.
Well, the card company can definitely tell you who's charging you, because there are only two charges in this call center for the company. Now, for those products that you have ordered and you're going to receive them, because they've already shipped the focus pods, I can offer you an extension of the trial, give you a full month to try them.
No, thank you. No. I'll just return them as soon as they get to me. I'll just return them right back. They won't even be used.
Okay. I can offer you 35% refund on the pods after your trial ends. Trying to avoid you having to deal with all the return shipping and all that. So you have to return at your own expense.
I'll just return them as soon as I get them.
Not even if I can get you a 50% discount on future orders.
They're not. It's misleading on what was stated on the survey. So yeah, I'll just return them when I get them.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and notate the account, and you would just you can give this call center a call back, but I'll go ahead and notate the account while you're on the phone. If you'll hold the line for one moment, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those focus pods, yeah, that was supposed to be a gift from doing the survey, and they overcharged me. They charged me more than what the $5.97 was supposed to be, more than what it's supposed to be charged. She's trying to say that it was only the $5.97, then the $5.97, but no, it was more than that. Got to write down this RMC number. I had a pin on me, but I don't. It's in my other, in my work shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have the account notated for you. And of course, the products are on the way to you.
Okay, can I get the RMC number to return it?
I can't give you that yet until you actually receive the product. I see it's en route.
Well,
because you just placed the order today.
Yeah, I didn't place the order today.
Well, it was at midnight.
I won't even see them because, like I said, I'm not going to open. I'm not going to use them. I'm not even going to open them.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
I'm just going to send them right back.
Yes, so I understand what you're saying. So you would need to give us a call back, make sure you receive the product, so that you can prepare to return them, and you can give us a call back with the tracking information.
Yeah, but I, according to what it says, I need that number in reference to that so that I can send them back.
Right, but you would need to, let's see, let me look at the notes on the account, of course. One moment.
They're trying to put in an additional $69. So they said, they're saying that it's only a trap for you to try them out for 14 days. That's what it is. No. I'd done a survey, and I was supposed to do it for you after doing the survey. No. I stay by the I'm not going to use it. No.
Okay. On my notes on this account, of course, you are to just return the watch and the products back and call us back with the tracking information. The notes tell me not to issue any type of return number. The return authorization number, because you're going to be tracking the package. You're going to take it back to the post office, UPS, or whatever return, and track it, and you can call back in with the tracking number. And once the item is tracked and returned, you will be issued the refund minus the restock fee. Can you hear me, sir? I'm sorry.
So you got fees from all directions. Now, in the disclaimer, it says that it's not going to be canceled unless I send the package back with the RMC number attached to it. It will not be fully canceled. So I need that number. So it'll cancel it all together.
Okay. And completely. Of course, well, that may be for a straight sale, but that is not what you have. So based on my instructions here, it's telling me to put the account on hold for 7 days to give you time to return it and do not issue an RMA.
Okay,
so when you receive
the
product, you can call to confirm everything before you return it, take it to the post office. But based on what I see now,
so they're
in the instructions,
there won't be any continuing charges?
No.
Because that's not what it says in a disclaimer that I read.
Right. You are not receiving a continuous charges because I've already notated the account that you're planning to return it.
Okay. All right. And I'll send it back to the same address, or the address that's in the disclaimer.
Okay. Well, there is a return address in Milpitas, California. So when you get the product, that address should be on the package. If not, you can call back and confirm the return address.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.